This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. How you doing? Happy Sunday, this Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time with you today. So good to catch up on our Sundays together. And of course, Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar, is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today, well, I'll tell you what, I'm excited about this because we're actually starting a brand new series entitled Scripture and Songs. That's right, taking a look at your favorite scriptures and playing your favorite God-honoring songs. So I hope you can join me. Sit back, relax, unless you're driving, don't want to do that, and let's enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Him in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth, shelters thee under His wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desires have been granted in what He ordained? Praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely His goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, if with His love He befriend thee. Praises before Him. Let the Amen sound from His people again. Gladly, for aye we adore Him. Let the Amen sound from His people again. Gladly, for aye we adore Him.
Right, it's music from Michael Carden. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. Well, friend, we're starting off a brand new series today entitled Scriptures and Songs, taking a look at your favorite scriptures and playing your favorite God-honoring songs. In the state of Michigan, there is a remarkable natural wonder. It's actually a pool about 40 feet deep and 300 feet across that the Native Americans call the Big Cold Water, and today it's known as the Big Spring. Now, it's fed by underground springs that push more than 10,000 gallons of water a minute through the rocks below and up to the surface. Now, additionally, the water keeps a consistent temperature of 45 degrees Fahrenheit, meaning that even in brutally cold winters, and we've seen many of those this season, haven't we, the pool never freezes. You know, friend, when Jesus encountered a woman at Jacob's well, He talked to her about another source of water that would always satisfy. But He was not speaking of a fountain or spring, river, or lake. He said, "Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst." And the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Friend, the only real thirst quencher is Jesus, who is the living water.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are God alone from before time began. You were on your throne. You were God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. And you are God alone. Power none can contend. You're the only God whose name and praise will never end. You're the only God who's worthy of everything we can give. You are God. That's just the way it is. You are God alone from before time began. Throne, you were God alone, and right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne, and you are God alone, unchangeable.
Mercy's Well here on this Sunday with their rendition of You Are God Alone and Mighty to Save. Friend, how you doing? So good to be spending some time with you. My name is Joey Kroll. I always enjoy walking along each and every Sunday with you, and I pray that your weekend is coming along quite well. My wife and I, in fact, have been spending lots of great time this weekend here in the last couple of days as well. We've been watching a new series together on Netflix, so we've been really appreciating that and enjoying some family time as well, and made some nice baked pasta last night. That was really good. Praise the Lord, I didn't burn it either, so that's that's always a good dinner right there, amen. Hey, looking at the calendar, lots of great stuff coming up here in the next several weeks and months. for the year 2014. Of course, we're still doing the Genesis Bible study at Judah Christian School. There's still room for you. It's at the first and third Friday of each and every month from 6:30 to 8, studying the book of Genesis. You can get more details on that by calling our office line during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, of course, 217-367-7777. And I'm so excited about this. Next month, we're getting ready for the Thousand Years of Church Hymns special concerts with Steve Green and Twyla Paris, along with the Singing Men of GNN. It's going to be taking place at the Virginia Theater in Champaign, Saturday night, March 29th. You can get more details on that as well by calling our office number, the one I just gave you, at 217-367-7777. So lots of great stuff coming up for 2014.
What a fellowship, what a joy we find, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
listening to Sunday Worship on this Sunday. My name is Joey Kroll, starting a new series today entitled Scriptures and Songs. You know, one of the most dangerous aspects of flying is landing. See, as the aircraft gets closer to the land, the air traffic is more congested. The weather on the ground may be far worse than the weather at 30,000 feet, and the runways may not be clear of other planes. So pilots rely on the air traffic controller to coordinate all the details. Now imagine then the panic when the pilot of an airliner full of passengers radioed the tower and got no answer. It was eventually discovered that the air traffic controller was in fact there, but sound asleep. Well, friend, God, the ultimate traffic controller, neither slumbers nor sleeps. For his heavenly vantage point, he knows all that is going on in and around your life. As the psalmist says in Psalm 121, "My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber." Because God never sleeps, we can be at peace.
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray, just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps. He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him. Do you feel that the Lord has forgotten your need? Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
That's right.
Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers, He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes strong. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
He never sleeps.
He never sleeps.
Oh no.
He never slumbers.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
Sing. He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires
of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
He never sleeps.
Yeah. He never sleeps.
He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires
of hearing our prayer.
When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
Oh, how good it is to be reminded that He never sleeps, He never slumbers, and He's always waiting to hear from you. Don Bowen here on this Sunday, and He never sleeps. A couple of years ago, I remember playing with one of those Etch-a-Sketch pads with my little guy. You know, those Etch-a-Sketch pads where you make nice little design, and if you mess up, you just shake it, and you have a clean slate to start over. And as I was sitting there on that couch about 5 years ago, it occurred to me that's exactly what God does for you and for me. When we come to Him, invite Him in our hearts, even though there's sin in our life, He now gives us a clean slate and a fresh start. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrated His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we now have been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him?
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. blessed be your glorious name.
God, you are my God. I will ever praise you.
Rich Mullen, Step by Step, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Friend, you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.